Student's Book, Unit 3, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to two friends talking about how to write a summary. Put the things you need to do in the correct order.
Is that your homework, Harney?
Yes. What's wrong with it? It took me ages.
I can see that. It's very long.
So what?
Well, we were asked to write a summary, and yours looks longer than the text we're summarising. You know it should be shorter, right?
Yes, I know that, but I didn't want to miss anything important.
So, what was the text about?
I can't remember, but it's all in my summary.
My friend, you need to think more and write less. Start by reading the whole text and try to understand as much as you can. Ask yourself, what's the main idea? How would I explain it to a friend quickly? Don't start writing anything until you've done that.
But you know me. I always forget something important.
Then you should read the text again. But the second time, underline the most important words or phrases in it. These are usually nouns, for the things or people that the text is about, verbs for important actions, or phrases for times and places.
Okay.
After that, try to only look at the important words that you underlined when you're writing your summary, and just write complete sentences that fill in the gaps between those words.
I see.
It's also helpful to use words or phrases that show the order in which things happen. Phrases like first, after that, or finally.
And then?
When you've finished writing your summary, read it again. Check that it's clear, and then look back at the original text to see if you've included all the important information.